Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Nick, Barry, two in the books, one to go. Pretty damn good show. Let us know what you think, because we feel good about it. And JJ feels other things, but that's hopefully on the side of the road, not in the middle of the highway, because whether he has a manual transmission or not, I'm pretty sure that the stick shift has been in hand before.
I really feel like he wanted to be a part of the show so bad that he got himself in trouble with his wife.
Which is the dedication we need from more people
really
like JJ.
You know,
JJ
what?
Has already been one of the most dedicated, but Nick, that's quality dedication to the show.
I don't give a damn if this wrecks my marriage. I'm going all in.
I really
Chips
got that
all
vibe
the
out
table,
of him.
Baby.
This is my life. This is my show. I will do whatever it takes. That is the mentality we need. That's the army we are trying to create.
No, why are you guys ruining lives?
I love it.
I don't want any bunch of homeless.
Yesterday he wanted to fight talk radio guys in Dallas over us, we were way better than them, so that's fantastic. Carl and El Jefe were willing to take out any Twitter hate that I got.
Yeah, what happened while I was gone? I saw you get in another
There was a couple
skirmish.
Dudes that got their facts wrong.
Well,
but
you always are skirmishing
but, so
Twitter,
you know
huh?
what? And I never wanted to be, here's my thing. I never wanted to be a blocker. I wasn't.
Oh,
I never,
don't be that guy.
I didn't want to be Dikembe. I'm like, everybody, you know, we're creating this thing here. Everybody's following us. We're building our, like I said, we're building our army. And so I never wanted to block people. But there's some people that just flat out deserve it. And Lamont got on it with me because he experienced it like 2 days earlier. And we were just like, dude, some people just, and they, you know, combined, one had 36 followers, one had 32. And Trap always tells me that shows you they're not worth it. But they're like, well, they get their facts
That's so
wrong,
mean.
Right? The dude gets on me and he makes the comment, you know, since you were fired. And I'm like, dude, you have no clue because that's so far from true. I'm still getting paid. I mean, you have no, really, and I don't owe you anything. And then it was like, well, let's try to find the next thing that I can get under his skin about. Like, you know, and they were just outlandish. And I was just like, all right, well, here's the time where I've had just about enough that I will just start putting you in your place. And it actually then, what really kiboshed both of them, was I said, if you're not careful, I'll put both of your Twitter handles out there so that my crew can take care of you. And they didn't understand that when I said El Jefe and his squad, they thought it was like a gang. And really, it was just his unmarked squad car that he would come rolling up with. But that really like put the fear of God in one of them. So I was like, and then Carl actually tweeted me back and said, I came at him full guns blazing, and he blocked me. So I think we're all done. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just let my guys take care of the business.
How has this always happened to you?
Like, I'm a target. I guess I'm an easy target. You, on the other hand, with your witty banter and your...
Well, I get a lot of hate. Like, there's a few guys that actually just, they hate me, but they don't like tweet at me. They'll text the show while we're on and be like, God, I can't stand listening to you. But they'll like text every hour, which makes no sense. But like on Twitter, I don't know. Like, I'm always like, oh, now who is Joel fighting with?
Well, it's not that many, but here's the thing. I do sometimes consider it an intellectual challenge, and it can be fun to go back and forth. But like the other thing is like you stifle them when I go, okay, so you want to take pot shots at my job and you know what I do. And then, you know how it started? I gave Demo stats from his first game. And said,
I saw that tweet.
And he said something about, you know, but we didn't get the win. And I said, but if you keep plugging away, eventually it's going to be good things are going to happen for you and eventually the team. And the dude's like, you need a back brace and you should bend over more to take it from your friend. And, blah, blah. And I'm like, so finally I just said,
you got to ignore that though.
But I just basically said to him, what do you do for a living? And who are your friends? And how can we tweet them? And it went dead silent. And I go, so when the shoe's on the other foot, and you're living in the fishbowl, because we've talked about this, that all of our stuff is pretty much transparent. And he was just like, well, I mean, what do you want? What kind of answers do you want? And I asked him again. He didn't answer. And I went, yeah, you're done.
Well, here's what I've learned.
Now it's not even a challenge.
Guys will try to troll you on Twitter.
For sure.
It's always going to happen. And if you respond, it's like, It's like chum. Like, they smell it. They're like, oh, yeah. Yeah. And then more sharks start to show up to troll you. Dude, the best thing you can do is ignore them. Like, that's been the hardest thing. Even, you know, having started comedy, I've had people after shows want to mess with me or whatever. You learn to just ignore it because all it is trolling. You, like, don't feed the trolls.
I had to ignore my first
tweet.
Hate tweet over the weekend.
Oh, you got one?
It was not even. It was just, how do I describe, like, it was a dot. And then an I, and then a dot. So basically a three-character penis was tweeted at me.
That's a hate
I don't know
tweet?
If that was a hate tweet or...
Maybe it was a come on. Maybe it was trying to Whoa. Pick you up.
Yeah. It was some dude, some random dude in Austin just
Barry said it was
me.
A come on.
See? Maybe. You don't know.
Be careful.
Exactly, JJ.
Be careful. Could have been. Did you...
I ignored it. No, I didn't even...
You didn't respond?
But I didn't block
Smart
him
man.
Either.
Smart
that,
man.
Does that move
yeah,
me up
Yeah, you don't
want to
be the block guy either.
I'm sorry, the what?
The block guy.
Oh, didn't quite hear you the first time. Because to talk about some hate tweets, they were coming.
I'm having a hard time enunciating. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy. I just ignore him. So I don't know. Yeah, Carl was saying the dude had 27
Carl
followers.
Was great, though. Carl and El Jefe were all game for it. Carl was like the sniper. He was geared up from the first. He didn't have to ask him. He asked me. It was fantastic.
Oh,
I loved
it. You guys are wacky.
It's fun. It's entertaining. And I was trying to relieve some of the nervousness leading up to the Packer game, and that took care of a lot of it.
Were you nervous?
Then I was pissed. I was nervous about the Packer game, for sure. I'm always nervous about the Packer game.
Oh, yeah. He was super nervous.
Yep.
He was super nervous.
Yep.
I learned not to tweet at Joel during the Packer game.
Another thing. And I would actually respond to you, but my friends who are my friends know. Don't. Just don't. Because, first of all, the phone's completely out of reach anyway, and so is Twitter. But just don't. Because once the kickoff is and I'm in the man cave, I'm in another land. So just don't. Like, you want to come over and watch a game with me and film it. You can come over and watch, but you can't film it. Because there's going to be things said and things that are going to happen that don't. That's why they're happening in my house.
I could imagine, like, I remember seeing this one dude on America's Funniest Home Videos. It was a Raiders fan. And all he did, like, I guess it was a long time ago, but the dude gave, like, the Raiders gave up a touchdown. And he just sat there rocking in place. And he was just screaming. He was like, why?
I'm not like
why?
That.
Nope. Why? Like, I bet that would be you.
No, not me. Not even close
That's
to me.
That's why I'm saying
no?
I want to go
no.
record. It'd
I
be
know.
Fantastic
No, but
content.
I'll tell you this. Okay, and here's the thing. A good friend of mine, and he's a great dude, and he's a huge Giants fan. All right, but he was my producer on the network, and we had several games on the weekends, as we know the NBA schedule, that go up against NFL, right? So he would bring his laptop in to get the Giants games. I'd be mid-segment, live, granted, right? And you would hear this thunderous crash and boom, and I'm looking through the glass, and you know these chairs that swivel? I see one get airborne. I mean, stuff is being cleared off of the production desk in credenza. And I'm going, this isn't even his stuff. And it's not a playoff game. And I understand the passion. I don't want to watch a game with that dude. Like,
you shouldn't.
He texted me after the game and he's like, congrats, man. Good win. You know, I'm hoping for next year for the Giants, and I'm just like, dude, that's why you're a great fan, and that's why you're always going to, that's what a true fan, and I'm just
going, me.
Yeah, I'm just, you know what, because I know how emotional he got, I'm not that guy, but
are you dudes actually congratulating each other when you didn't even play? Like, are you?
No, he congratulated me.
That's weird.
I didn't have to.
That's so weird.
You know who's notorious for that?
Who?
A&M fans. I went to my first A&M, when A&M played Alabama, not last season, but the season before that,
uh-huh.
I wore a red shirt. Like what I thought was neutral. I didn't want to look like an Alabama fan, but every A&M fan would come up to me thinking I'm an Alabama fan and congratulating me on the win. Like three
yeah,
different Aggie
about,
fans.
I don't that just seems weird to me that like I would never think to like call a buddy and be like, "Hey man, congrats on the win." Like that was big for y'all. Like I don't know. I'd be like, "I don't know." That's so that dude called you and congratulated you, huh?
Texted you.
Yeah. That seems weird to me. Maybe that's just me. I'm skewed though. Like I catch a lot of heat because I don't like, you know, everyone saying we and I don't think most people agree with me on that. But yeah, that's
I would agree with both takes because there's plenty of people that don't agree with that. But yes.
Go both ways.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I that doesn't surprise me. Aggies are weird.
That doesn't
surprise me at all.
By
the way, before you go, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you, but I did want to give you kudos, props, and credit.
What?
I know.
Stop.
I can read a bad tweet.
Oh, you got resolutions.
Too. No, I can read a bad text.
I'm
too,
sure you can.
But there is a Mike DeFeese Arms on Twitter.
I told you.
And it's pretty funny. It's not great. Like, you can tell somebody threw it together last second. But there, it started off pretty good. Like, Mike DeFeese 2020 Make America Swole Again.
I like it. Pretty strong. I like it.
But then it goes downhill from there. They don't get much better. But I retweeted a couple things. But yeah, there is a Mike DeFeese Arms. So you were right.
It's an arms
Nailed
race.
It. Yeah.
He'll be the first to get in the middle of an arms race.
I like it. I like it.
So yeah, I mean, look, you mentioned A&M, and it doesn't take more than the end of the national championship game to already be talking about next season, which was kind of bizarre because they mentioned 8 months net from now, we will be talking about college football again. And you started doing the math going, man, college football now is over till like September.
Yeah.
And it has carried such a big part of this part of the winter season for all of us. But already the rankings are out for next season.
They are.
No shock. The team that lost last night but is the dynasty of college football sits high atop the rankings once again. Is that not correct, Barry?
Alabama is number one. That is correct. I think, does Florida State being number two, would that surprise you?
It would not surprise someone else that makes appearances on this show.
It would surprise me.
It would?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why number two?
It would surprise me simply because they're gonna lose Cook. You know, so they're gonna lose their number one tailback. But they do a great job of recruiting. It's just that I would think based on the Rose Bowl and what USC did and the fact that they got a quarterback that can play and all the skill positions that SC always gets, I would think SC would have been right up there at two.
Yeah, well, and their defense, most of their defense is coming back at Florida State. But yeah, SC is number three.
Okay.
Penn State at four.
Penn State's that high.
Yeah. And then Clemson is all the way down at five.
I was going to say, but Clemson's at five because you
losing Watson, Williams.
You lose Watson.
And probably Williams. And Mike Williams, too.
Is Williams a senior, is he, or is he declared?
Well, he's gone.
Yeah, he's going to go. But looking at their defense,
and Boulware.
All their defense, with the exception of Boulware, is back.
Yeah, well, Boulware's gone. Their Johnson, their strong safety, is gone as well.
So. Oh, okay. And but for the most part, their defense was coming back, and I was like, man, that's sweet.
Ohio State at six. Oklahoma State at number seven.
We had a good year last year.
Yeah. Washington at number eight. Your Wisconsin Badgers clocked in at number nine.
We made the top 10.
And Oklahoma at number 10. So that's your top 10.
No Michigan?
That is your top 10. Michigan is at 12.
Wow.
Right behind Auburn at 11.
That just means the best conference in football is Big Ten again.
You wanna guess when the first so there's no Aggies.
Did you see me slide that fastball on the inside corner, paint the black on Barry?
No, I didn't. I missed it.
All right.
There is one team in this state that made the top 25. Do you want to guess who it is?
Baylor.
No, I'm sorry. Two. No, I messed that up. There's.
Oh, jeez. Way to go. Next.
There's two teams.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one of them is not Baylor.
Hmm. Houston, I thought it would be like
Houston
a,
for sure.
No.
No.
TCU.
A&M still has to be in the top 25.
TCU clocks in at number 19.
Yeah.
And the number 25 team, according to this rankings, your Texas Longhorns.
Well, the Tom Herman effect. Well, yeah. I'll say this.
That surprised me. But
they did say that Charlie's recruiting class that he's inheriting is
pretty
damn good.
Well, he baked the cake. Remember, that was the quote? Yeah. I baked the cake. All he's got to do is put the icing on it. So we'll find out.
Which is a spinoff of the Parcells. If I'm going to serve the dinner, I should at least have a part say so in the grocery.
They show up at 25. Bouchel's back. Obviously, they lose Foreman, Warwick, Perkins. Some of their key losses, Haynes. But let's see. Let's see if the Tom Herman effect carries over to the Longhorns.
This is why I say, top to bottom, from information to entertainment, why go anywhere else? Other people are talking about smoking weed and weed and weed and weed. Other people are talking about simply statistics and numbers. You know what we do?
Porn.
We do porn stars, our top 25,
yeah,
and who's high on the pole?
Well, hell.
Because we know that Alabama sits on top. We do everything for you. You just have to listen. And JJ, we're not doing that. So you just make sure you drive straight, and we'll keep the rest right on par, right for everybody else. We are here till 4 o'clock. We're ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
So we're having a little delay on Twitter, by the way, guys, too, because I'm getting your likes on some things, but I haven't gotten the actual tweet to come in yet. But
oh, really?
Like El Jefe trying to back up his bet. Now he's doing the woe is me of I'm a college student, I can't afford it. And then he's got other people that are stepping up to pay for the pizzas as long as he delivers. I mean, dude.
Bro, don't get in the pool if you can't swim. Don't be making bets you can't back up.
And then he says, 21, I got that was a very inappropriate phone call right after.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you saw why that was, right?
No.
Like he said something on air, and then his sister called him. He said something inappropriate or tweeted something
inappropriate. Oh, that's when he became Josh on the phone and El Jefe on Twitter?
He said, I got in trouble because my sister listens when she gets out of work, and I tweeted something inappropriate, and apparently we read it, and
but that's
then he
daily,
got in trouble. Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's probably
true. I will say this again, and I'm, this is like Barry's, because you guys are educating me on Twitter in the break, but as I educated Barry, I think safe to say, on how to get things out of people that have done you wrong by using their Twitter handle.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding about our following and our army, because the other thing I did was, for all the Giants people that were talking smack that I had to endure, because I will not talk smack to Cowboys fans all week, and if they win, hey, good job, all right? You guys beat us. But at the same time, if they're talking in abundance and then we win, then I'm going to say something, right? So I got all of the, you know, this is what we're going to look like on the boat on Monday morning after we get out of the frozen tundra with a win and blah, blah, blah. And I just put it out there and I sent it to the guy I figured would do it first and foremost. And Lamont does all kinds of videos and gifts and everything. And I knew he probably would, but El Jefe, I knew better. And I said, what I need now is the picture of all the wide receivers of the Giants on the boat, but I need the TNT phrase, gone fishing, and I need to be able to retweet that. Within like 10 minutes, it not only was there, he goes, but I even put fishing poles in their hands, and I was like, dude, absolutely perfect. Exactly what I needed. All you got to do is ask, and it's there. And it was perfect.
All right.
And then I wanted another one that said, G-Man, but only it was using the Green Bay G. We didn't get that far.
Somebody texted in and wanted to know, because I was reading the top 25.
Yeah.
And I covered the top 10 and then gave you TCU and the Longhorns. Somebody wanted to know where LSU was in this preseason or, you know, day after college national championship poll. And LSU is at 15, believe it or not. 15. Does that seem high or low to you or just about right?
No, I think because every year, as long as they recruit like LSU can recruit, and we all know Ogeron could recruit regardless, mm-hmm. I think that puts them squarely in the middle of the top 25. So I think that's about right.
Well, I will do this. I will very quickly read you the 11 through 25 just so everyone can see if there's any surprises or anything. So 11 is Auburn, 12 is Michigan, 13 Georgia, 14 Stanford, 15 LSU, 16 Miami, 17 K-State, 18 Louisville, 19 TSU, 20 the University of South Florida.
Wait, TSU?
What did I say? TCU. I'm sorry.
Oh, you said TSU. I was like, that's a big jump right there.
That's twice I did that. Yeah, TCU. 20 is the University of South Florida, which kind of surprised me a little. 21 Florida, 22 Pitt, 23 Washington State, 24 Virginia Tech, and then 25 Longhorns.
But so are you saying South Florida is your biggest surprise?
South Florida. Yeah. USF.
Is that Charlie School?
Yeah.
They weren't that bad otherwise.
No, they were. I mean, he's stepping into Taggart left the cupboard full. You know, Taggart baked the cake.
Right.
All Charlie's got to do is ice it. You know, I mean, that school had some talent. I mean, they lost a few guys. They lost Marlon Mack and Rodney Adams. But, yeah, I mean, you've got
Flowers. What are your biggest surprises?
Flowers is coming back. And, you know.
Is South Florida your biggest surprise?
I don't know. I mean, that's probably about right for them coming back.
I'm going to tell you the first big surprise.
The Longhorns being on there really surprised me.
And my biggest surprise is number four.
Really?
Look, they played great in the – Penn State played great in the Rose Bowl, right? And it was a fantastic game. But overall, there's just so many things. I mean, we don't know. They may lose a quarterback and a tailback too. I mean, both those guys may declare. And then what do you got? Look, it was a great Cinderella run for them, starting with a blocked field goal against Ohio State. But I'm not sure you take a team like that and say they're ready to surpass Ohio State, Michigan.
Clemson.
And I'm talking about just in the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah.
Before you get to Clemson, USC, and Alabama. And obviously Alabama's one right now. But I think Penn State's pretty high, if you ask me.
Okay. Nick, was there anything that stood out?
And if I see that kid do that home run thing one more time, I'm going to jump through my television screen. But that's just another story for another day.
Anything stood out to you in that top 25?
Was it FSU at number two?
Okay.
That's probably the one.
Losing Cook.
Losing Cook and still putting him at number two.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a big guy that's going to come in like Suge Knight on Friday and have something to say about it. Yeah, you're right. Hey, I thought you'd be a little surprised that your Cougs aren't making a return visit to the top 25.
No. Stop it.
No. I'm surprised.
Stop it.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I was just joking when I threw it out there.
Yeah, I know.
And let me ask you this.
Okay.
Aggie wee, but not.
Uh-oh. No, I don't say wee.
I know.
Aggies are not my wee. I don't have a wee.
Oh, there's plenty of wee-wees in here, thanks to Travis. But let me ask you this. You lose a quarterback in Knight, and you lose the best defensive player, arguably, in college football. But is that
Miles
enough
Garrett.
To... Right, Miles Garrett. But is it enough to drop out of the top 25?
Yeah. The way that the Aggies...
He recruits like a mother. He can't coach at the second half of the season, but he recruits enough...
Doesn't matter. This team, the way that they finished the season, there's no reason to put them in the top 25.
So then you would agree that he's definitely on the hot seat next year?
Yeah. Especially if it goes like this year, then I don't see how you can. Yeah.
So what we got to follow this up with is aside from rankings for next year already, we need to follow up with the recruiting classes. Because if A&M to me has another recruiting class in the top 5 to 10. If they're in the top 10, yeah, but if they're in the top 5, even better. I just think they got to – I would think that they have to return to the top 25 preseason without playing a game until he craps the bed as a coach.
Yeah, but, I mean, the recruiting classes from this season aren't going to be the ones that are having the most profound impact.
They could.
Nah. Not. I mean
– skill position guys are going to play quicker. If you get a tailback, a stud receiver, or even to some degree sometimes a quarterback that's a true freshman that can play – I mean, who's going to quarterback them next year?
Well, that's just it. That's part of the reason why they're not ranked. You don't know. I mean,
but if you get a couple to compete for the job, and you know, as I said, I want to look at his recruiting class. I just have a hard time believing the Aggies aren't going to be in the top 25 preseason when we get closer to it.
Well, what's the kid's name? The he backed up Knight this year.
Well, we'll look it up.
Hubenak.
Yeah. Okay.
The scary thing is Jake Hubenak is right now with Knight leaving. That's your starter. Hubenak's done nothing
you
for this.
You think. Team. Again, but you could again. Right. You could get a recruit or a
job,
junior JUCO guy.
Hopefully he loses the job to
a guy
much
like
better...
Knight that comes over because he's graduated early, and you could find a guy like that, a Russell Wilson type scenario. But the other thing that, again, because of the fact that replacing Greg Ward Jr. is already done at U of H, and you're running the same style offense, and Ed Oliver's still on defense, again, U of H kind of surprises me that they wouldn't register somewhere on the first 25. Well, what say you? You guys want to chime in? 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on text or call via that number, or hit us up on Twitter like a lot of you have been doing all show long. That's why we love our listeners. And by the way, before you know it, they're going to be taking out the trash for us. They're going to be spray painting the neighbor's front door without us getting any trouble for doing the poop bomb in a bag on fire. These people are great listeners, but they're loyal. They're our army, and we're building it every single day. I keep telling you. ESPN 97.5.
First class cabin fever. This is ESPN 97.5. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Hey, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. I'm telling you. We had a show within the show every time we go to break. But we do have some fun around here, and we kick some things around. And Jeremy May chimes in on Twitter. If U of H didn't finish the last season in the top 25, can't see him starting next season in it, especially without Herman. But I said in rebuttal, you get an experienced quarterback that can play, okay? Mm-hmm. You keep Ed O for another year anchoring the D. Your offensive coordinator is your head coach, so you know the offense, and you know the guy calling the plays on offense. The system remains the same. Talent really doesn't have that much of a drop-off. It was a relatively young team. That's what I would counter with. And they're not playing in a tough conference. So it's kind of like the easy one for the people doing the polling to put in there, because of the not Power 5 conference teams.
But did you see how they looked in the bowl game?
Yeah, they did look bad in the bowl game. But again, that's where you don't know how much disarray they're in with Herman out.
Yeah, I know you're not going to argue against it, but I...
The bowl game was bad.
Yeah.
The bowl game was
bad. I don't see... There are plenty of other more deserving teams than U of H for one of those 25 spots, in my opinion. So
I mean, it's like the same question with Western Michigan now that Fleck's gone.
What?
Well, saying that, you know, you lose Herman,
uh-huh.
but it was a really solid program, but you just lost the coach.
Yeah.
But Western Michigan was undefeated this year. Yeah. One of those two schools has to be somewhere in there.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I don't think so. But I'm sorry. I was baffled. Dr. Dre on 290 sent me a tweet that was like, I would do all these things and then some if Barry would read my iron and pizza pie text. And I don't know what he's talking about.
Text or tweet?
Text. I must have missed it. It was early on in the show. It had to be because that's when that came up.
People, let me explain something to you.
I will try to go back and find it.
You gain credibility with calls.
Oh, here we go.
And tweets.
I found it.
But
I'm going to read this.
If you're, but let me just finish this though, because this is part of what we've said about cowardly confident us in a fishbowl and the cowardly keyboard confidants doing a lot of stuff. It all happens through text, so we don't pay the attention to those that don't have credibility like we do calls and tweets, because at least we can put some kind of name and face and identity instead of just random shots in the dark from a text.
Well, to his credit, I know who Dr. Dre on 290's texts are because he's the one that would, during our fantasy segments, would always try to trick us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah,
so
no,
I have
know
his number memorized, but I just didn't read it because I didn't think it was appropriate. But you know what? I'm going to read it now because of all this we've had to go through. I'm going to read it, and we're all going to judge you on this tweet, Dr. Dre, or this text, Dr. Dre 290. You will be judged fairly but firmly. Are you guys ready? Are you ready
firmly,
for this?
Nick.
Are you ready for this amazing text that he's so upset that I didn't read? Are we good?
Ready.
Ready. Barry, pizza pie isn't the only thing that is heated up with an iron. How about hair pie with the steam function?
Oh, boy.
And so,
wow.
The defense rests. See, Dre, sometimes I don't read them because...
He's doing you a favor.
Yeah. Man. I'm doing you a favor, bro.
Sometimes you're doing us a favor because we could get in trouble.
I know you guys might think I read a lot of text. I read about one-fourth of what comes through. Most of this is garbage. I just want you to know.
Because we get hit with text pretty hard.
Yeah, and that's why I said you always have to weed through the minutia. But the other thing is it's dangerous when you read the text because you never do the prep work in the break. You read them just... And so, like, you always get that... You know how you kind of pad the brakes when you're driving really fast and all of a sudden you see a cop and you slow down? That's what Barry does on the text because he's like... Like, hey, Jim Willoughby says you guys should drive the, and then stick it. Oh, and then we're gonna go to the next text.
Sometimes I do filter them and try to read.
But for the most part,
sometimes I do get caught off guard a little bit.
What's the car that breaks for you? That's exactly what it is. Sometimes the new cars that are breaking for you.
That is true. So see, Dr. Dre on 290. I read it and it was best unread.
We're all dumber now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I think he might have lost a couple of cool points by the listeners by me having to read that thing.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, and by the way, Scott Deer Park is mad at you.
I know. And I'm the one that said I thought they should be in.
Yeah. Well, he said, this was to both of us. But
I'm interpreting this that he thinks they should be in. Is that wrong?
Yeah, that's true. I can't tell because he said he may have to unfollow you. I don't know why.
When did he say that?
He said that just to me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
So he must be mad at you for not having him in.
Yeah, whatever.
See, I'm the one that had his back and then was happy he was home and wishing him all kinds of good stuff. Plus, by the way, Scott, I know your wife is a Clay Matthews and Packer fan, so life in your household should be very good this week, and she should be catering to you as long as you go along with it and support. Now, I want to ask you guys a question. I was listening to the Blitz on the way home yesterday, and they were talking about the hit in the Miami-Pittsburgh game on Moore, and was it a cheap shot? Should it be fine? But the other one that Travis and I went back and forth on, we never got a chance to really bring up, was the Jordy Nelson shot legal, illegal, and what were your thoughts on that? And I said, and Trapp and I went back and forth. Trapp was like, you know, and of course, as a defensive player, great hit, clean, blah, 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 blah. And I said, when you lead with the crown of the helmet, look, Pereira was even on the broadcast saying he's probably going to get fined even though he didn't get penalized. And I'm not saying it should have been a penalty in the middle of the game, but I just thought that was a targeted effort to really take somebody out.
Are we seeing debate, though, as to whether or not he actually use the crown of his helmet, because that's, I mean, I did see what Mike Pereira said about it. He goes, if you use the crown of your helmet, then he probably will get fined, even though he didn't get penalized, or it should have been a penalty. As I think he said.
And I think the difference is too, you got to watch the video aspect of it, because if you, there's just like anything else, you can still, you can screenshot a still to where his head is up, but on impact at initial contact, his head is down.
Okay.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
And
I'm cool if you guys think that it was a clean hit. I mean, believe me, I say that.
Well, see, my thing is the crown of the helmet part. I mean, I just couldn't tell from what I saw whether or not it was,
you know,
the crown of the helmet.
It looks like he was was he trying to get his helmet in front? Did Jordy drift back into that? I don't think it. To me, it didn't look like he launched with the intent of hitting Jordy Nelson in the ribs with the crown of his helmet. He had his forearms out like he was trying to push him out of bounds, make a tackle. And, you know, I mean, players move. That's how you get some of these shots that happen.
Now, here's
right?
the other aspect
unfortunately,
of that.
Unfortunately, sometimes, you know, defenders get called for
right.
shots where,
and,
you know,
and
maybe,
I'm the first one to say that's BS, because going 100 miles an hour to try and hit somebody.
Sometimes, yeah.
And sometimes the receiver either jumps or ducks, and all of a sudden head and shoulders are right in your sights instead of
yeah.
where you were trying to hit them. But here's the other thing. Defenseless receiver. Is that considered a defenseless receiver, eyes on ball, bobbled it anyway, trying to bring it in, and then that happens too. And that's where I think it's just, you know, it's still football. It's yeah. still a violent sport. So, yeah, look, do I really find pain in the fact that Jordy might not play this weekend? Sure, but I'm willing to be open to
say,
the fact that it wasn't.
That's the only reason that you're really upset about this, isn't it?
They're saying there's a chance he could play. You better
that
know. I'm saying if that's the case, MacGyver must have come up with some freaking medical thing that we all need to be marketing on the internet, because I don't see any way that guy can play.
Can't even breathe with broken ribs. It's hard to breathe when you have.
And I was asking Trap about flak jackets, the old school versus the new one. He goes, the new one, no way. He goes, the old one, you literally could swing a baseball bat and you wouldn't feel it. I'm like, yeah, but you also look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and he's a receiver that needs to get speed. He didn't think it would affect his speed that much. I just don't see it happening.
LFA tweeted, Barry's like, yeah, it was a hit on a Packer, so I'll allow
it. Yeah, see, exactly. At least people can. And again, they understand the true hatred that is here that I have to deal with.
Oh, that's
but the
so
good news is they're still relevant, so at least I can continue to talk about
it. And by the way, you guys can stop trying to send me texts, trying to trick me into reading them on air.
See what we started?
Yeah. Put it this way. Someone sends me one about a great apple cider made by the Dickens Company. You might think I'm aloof. I'm not that aloof.
I've been busted. They've gotten me before. I think you've gotten before too, right?
I've got, no.
When reading, no, because it was just me then.
Yeah, they got, yeah. And then I think on the weekend, somebody got shocked. He was reading characters from The Simpsons or Family Guy for fantasy. Yeah, nice try, guys. Nice
yeah,
try.
But sometimes when it hits you fast and you're trying to get the information out there, and you're like, yeah. Oh yeah, you want to act like you're
exactly.
smart. You know that those are actually like guys that are in the third string running back on Miami, and now and then you look like an idiot.
And no, I can't see pictures on the text line, so don't try to send me any. Because somebody asked, can I
don't
can
and don't send Barry.
I don't think so.
That means
try it. I doubt I'll get it, but you can try.
In a nutshell, don't send Barry pink socks or blue waffles.
Yeah, or D pics. Please don't try to text me a D pic on this text line.
Well, there's
Please.
A bad joke in there that I'm going to avoid. All
Please
right,
send Barry a D pic.
No,
one segment left to go. No D pics left in the show. But Nick picks are on Friday.
That was close.
If we have some place we want to go with that, otherwise. Hey, if you want to be a part of it, you got one segment left. ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
All right, so we got one segment left to go on a pretty damn good show for a Tuesday afternoon, and we haven't even got into the NFL games this weekend. We did get into some Texans, however, so I guess that's not cheating too much. We talked rockets, we talked porn stars, we talked referees and guns. Not what you think, but if you missed it, go to the podcast. You'll find out what we mean. And by the way, overall, go to the podcast anyway.
Yeah.
Check out segments you missed. We realize you're not in the car for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And also download the app. I can't tell you how many times in a day that I get a tweet from someone that I know somewhere in the lower 48 that says, I'm listening in California, Wisconsin.
You know anybody in the upper one?
I do actually know some people. Two, but well, I mean,
in Alaska? Yeah.
No, in Hawaii.
That's not Hawaii. An upper one. That's the.
Well, but it's the two remaining. Well, the listeners aren't that smart.
I was going to say the upper one would be Alaska, right? Lower 48?
Should be.
Okay.
Or right. Could be.
Somebody texted us a funny story. Well, they said it was for me, but they said about a year ago, I kept getting D pics on my phone and random callers wanting to talk to me, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Come to find out, my buddy had put my number in the gay section of Craigslist and didn't tell me. That was from Richard from Twitter.
It was from Richard, dude, Barry.
Yeah.
It was from Richard.
Isn't that messed up? No, I know who Richard is on Twitter. It's
you
not,
sure? Yes. It wasn't a different
I okay. know who it is. Yeah, it's okay. A real... Yeah, that's hilarious, though. That's something I would do to Joel. I would totally do something like that to Joel.
That's true. Now, and I will say this. My buddies, there was one of our buddies when we were all hanging out and we were all single, and we used to always, like, it would infuriate him if we would make references or it like that, you know, when yeah. we were going to order drinks or something like that, and he got all upset. And one of my friends actually went and got a rainbow sticker and put it on the back of his car.
Oh, that's awesome.
And also a bumper sticker that, you know, basically stated his sexual preference. And he didn't realize it for like a month. And then he'd come, you know, on Fridays we'd all meet somewhere for happy hour somewhere, all sitting around telling stories and whatever. And he was constantly furious about guys in cars pulling up at stoplights and honking the horn winking. And waving and winking and stuff. And my one buddy who did it to him just would kind of like the beer would spit out of his mouth a little bit. He'd be like, I'll be back. I go to the restroom. We finally figured it all out, put it together, and it was rather amusing.
That is hilarious. Yeah, I'd be like, stuff. What is going on right now? How are all these dudes attracted to me? I don't get it.
Yeah.
That would be like, is it my hairstyle? Do I need to change my haircut? Do I have a haircut that I don't know I shouldn't have?
That's check the back sweet. Of your car on a daily yeah. basis.
It's pretty awesome. Is it this rhinestone jacket I'm wearing? What is going on here?
Well, when you tried awesome. To fit yourself into Raheel's skinny pants.
Oh, God, no.
That was worse than the white jeans.
I wouldn't do that. Still, people trying to trick me. They're trying to get me to read a trade for the Rockets from a French guy. Did you see this one?
I didn't see it, no.
Let's just say if I were to pronounce his name incorrectly, it would be Jacques Mihoff. Nice try, though, guys. Nice try. Not happening. Okay? Not happening. I'm not that dumb. I'm dumb. Okay, maybe I am that dumb.
I was going to say how we were going to say the referee's name, but that's no.
No?
No.
All right. Uh-huh. I still. Did we ever get Big Swole?
We did not.
Damn it.
We did not, unfortunately.
You think
you
he's
did
traveling?
Get his office.
We got his office number through the intern.
I wonder if his phone is just ringing off the hook.
Or no, the like office intern went fitness? To go back to get the office number, excuse me, and then he was no longer there. So I don't know if this guy was a fake or if his office number is public record.
Oh. But well, yeah. Maybe like his phone. Yeah, maybe he's just getting so many calls. Like Muscle and Fitness wants to put him on the cover. Be like, you think your workout is jacked? Look at Big Swole, Big 12 referee. Do his workout. Get arms like. Be like Mike. Like,
this is you know what? If he's not capitalizing
dude,
on this,
dude, I would be.
He should be. This is this 2017 Ken Bone.
Yeah.
Oh, this 100%. Is Ken Bone 17 right here. This is what he should be doing. This is his 15 minutes. He needs to capitalize on this.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know how they always have the cover? It would be like, Mike DeFreeze arm workout inside on the poster or whatever. Nah, I would be making money hand over fist. I would. Look, Big Swole is a national treasure now.
Actually, the profile pic would probably be me on the field. You know what I mean?
Just pointing.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the gun show and...
I like it.
All that.
Yeah.
I mean...
He should.
Embrace it.
Axe and sledge, the hammers. You know, those are his arms. I mean, sure. It's all there. So we've got two more this week, next 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to break down a little bit of NFL weekend in the Texans.
Yep.
We have George Karl coming up next week. So be prepared for that, gang. And think about the fact that we're not holding back.
Nope.
We're going to make sure that we hit him with some questions. And it's not going to be the same old, because this guy needs to be put on the spot a little bit. So... let us know your thoughts and input on that, because that should be a good one. Coach McHale should be back off the single life with the wife out of town visiting his sons. So with enough golf, booze, and football, he should be ready to go for another weekend. We'll get him probably Thursday We're at Trailer Wheel and Frame on Friday. So we got that to look forward to, which is nice. What else, Nick? What do we got on the agenda that I'm missing? Or, Barry, topically, did I let something slip through the cracks?
No, I think we're good. I think
we hit everything.
Yeah, we're gonna.
And
have
by the way, Barry, we never asked you, but your ideal broadcast group for your game, biggest game of the year for you, or a playoff game, who would you have?
You know, part of me.
Should we throw out some names for him?
No, part of me would want to be nostalgic.
Well, that's what Trapp did. I forgot. He didn't say Summerall. He said he wanted Keith Jackson with John Madden.
Okay. Now, I'm thinking if you're putting together, you can put any combination that you would just want to listen to. I think I would have Howard Cosell with John Madden. And I don't even know who I would put on the sideline. I mean, I don't really
That one
care.
Was the one that kind of stifled. But I'm saying
I used to love listening to Cosell. I did. And Madden obviously was outstanding at what he did, and he was animated, and from what I know, we never heard that pair together.
No.
But
Arenthal, James Simpson.
But I could listen to those two guys. But I mean, there's a ton of
boom,
I mean,
right there. This. Here's a guy when he runs, he goes faster.
Yeah, but we've done this with those guys. You know, with talking about who the best and the worst was. But those are two guys that I would want to hear.
And I was my intention
and, yeah,
was
you could throw any porn star down there for
yeah. But my intention was, by the way, Abella Anderson can do play by play.
Yeah,
in my mind. But the fact of the matter is, I was trying to think of for this weekend if you could pick guys and girls that are still. Men and women that are still doing the NFL, what would your dream team be? And would you just take a network? Mm-hmm. And that's why I said, if I was going to take the dream team, it'd be Tirico Gruden and Tracy Wolfson. And then it got to, but if I had to take just one network, a team, and believe me, the venom and hate for Joe Buck and Aikman, it's not just from Packer Nation, but it's crazy out there because I saw a lot of different debates going on. But you either love them or you hate them with a lot of the frontline A teams from each network.
Yeah.
I thought ESPN's was great, and then people started talking. When Sean McDonough took over for Tirico, it looked like there was a little hate built in. They weren't getting along.
Did you hear on the last game that they just had, this last playoff game, when it was all over, they were like, all right. And he goes, well, he turns to Gruden and he goes, well, thanks for putting up with me all year. Like, you can tell that when it started, there was, I mean.
And at the start of the broadcast, he made a mention of, I really like you. And I was just going, dude, you're going over the top.
How come you don't start the show with me like that, Joel?
I've thought about it.
Yeah, I need you to at least. I thought about it,
and then I
also,
and that was about the same time as I thought about pulling out my butt hairs one by one with the tweezers, and I avoided both topics the rest of the show.
All right, fair
enough. Hey, we got another show tomorrow, and we'd love to hear from you. You've been a big part of this one. We want you to be a part of it tomorrow. ESPN, we are here Monday through Friday, 1 to 4. We now send it over to the Blitz. Fred and AJ are next. ESPN 97.5. Jump out that sofa.
Let's get ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.